The Byron and Christy Show, your gourmet breakfast show. Design your own gourmet burger today at McDonald's. Available 10:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. Dine in or take away at participating restaurants. CFM.
Well, we read this in the Central Coast Express Advocate recently and we thought, hang on a minute, we can get involved in this. A 90-year-old radio broadcaster by the name of Hilda Bird switched off her microphone for the last time at a local community radio station, Radio 50 Plus. The show was called Tea and Talk. And you know what? Hilda says she has switched off her microphone for the last time. But we are not so sure, are we, Christy?
We are not, and that's why we are absolutely honoured to have the Hilda Bird in the Byron and Christy Show studios this morning. Hilda, it's actually an honour to have you here. What a legend you are.
Oh, thank you very much.
Nice. She takes compliments very well, doesn't she? Probably got used to it over the years. Now look, Hilda, you are 90 years of age, and here on the Central Coast you will have come across from the mother country, and you set up in Woi Woi, is that right?
Yes, the 2CCC was the station then, a little old little shop way back in West Gosford.
Right.
And I was a producer for Woi Woi Little Theatre, and
yes,
I went into the studio to just advertise the play, really.
Right.
And they asked me to join the radio station, which I did. That was 1991.
Wow. So you would have been a spring chicken in 1991. You will have only been about 70-odd.
I don't know. I've never really worked it out.
A couple of weeks ago, after 16 years, every single Friday from 1 in the afternoon till 3 in the afternoon of Tea and Talk.
That's right, yes. People from 2CCC started 50 plus over in the shop, and when that one got going, my material, ancient material, was more appropriate.
So you got headhunted.
Yes,
that's
she was,
what happened.
She was poached.
She was in demand.
A bit like when Kyle was poached to do the Kyle and Jackie O show on another station. Hilda Bird was poached. Your show was called Tea and Talk, and you parted ways with Radio 50 Plus only a couple of weeks ago. We want to bring back Tea and Talk. How appropriate that we have all this wonderful scones and tea in the studio.
Oh,
thank you, Tom.
Beautiful, Tom.
Yeah, I just got some tea and scones. And unfortunately, Hilda, I'm sorry, we don't have a nice tea set. We've got these really ugly CFM mugs. So
will that do, Hilda?
Yeah, and it's not nice bone china, but tea's still drinkable. And then I've got some jam and scones for you as well. I made the scones myself.
Thank you.
No, I didn't. They're from Woolworths. So if they're bad, don't blame me.
Now, as Hilda takes a sip on her tea, we're going to come back and it's going to be Tea and Talk with your host, Hilda Bird. Fantastic to have Hilda on the Byron and Christy Show here at CFM. Are we okay for Tea and Talk to make a comeback next?
Yes.
We'll let her finish her cuppa first, and then I think it'll be right to go.
She hasn't even taken a bite of my scones yet.
CFM, Byron and Christy Show.
To infinity.
Hilda Bird is our guest on 101.3 CFM. You're listening to the Byron and Christy Show on the Central Coast's hit music station. Hilda is 90. Hilda recently finished her very last show on local community radio station Radio 50 Plus. It was called Tea and Talk. As far as we're concerned, Tea and Talk is not done. In fact, it is right here on our show now. You want your jingle, Hilda?
Please.
I like a nice cup of tea with me dinner, and a nice cup of tea with me tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.
How did it actually work? What was the setup of the show? And you were on for 2 hours. What did the program consist of?
I started off with old-time music hall songs, and I found that some of them were so odd, it had to have some explanation.
Sure.
So there was a lot of talk and a song to sort of prove the point.
Right.
But one of the songs, for instance, was when people used to churn out babies every year, and a song came out, "Don't have any more, Mrs. Moore. Mrs. Moore, please don't have any more."
But honestly, was it the stories behind the songs that you found so intriguing? And obviously that's what people were so interested in.
Yes, that's right. And when I got on to the more serious subjects, when I changed from music hall to other things, I mean, for instance, I did one on taxation not too long ago, and people realised that when somebody found a fireplace behind a wall, there must be a reason for it. And there was. There used to be a hearth tax. Every fireplace was taxed.
Oh, really?
In some places, so they would block up one to save the tax on
You'd
it.
You'd hide oh, the fireplace, they didn't pay tax.
Well, I've lived in a really old place that had that exact thing. It was behind this big board.
That's right. And the balls in a lot of English places, I don't know if you know here, you see a window shape all bricked up. Hmm. There was a tax on light. All these sorts of things. Tax on soap. Over the years, I mean, not all at once.
Wow. No. I mean, in some real tight asses over the years, haven't we?
There was a tax on beards.
On beards?
Beards? Imagine that now. Oh. Imagine how much money the government would make.
The hipster community in cities like Melbourne would be struggling with that tax.
The beards in Terrigal. Could you imagine? There'd be none.
What
would everyone do?
I want you to share with us just one of the many songs you will have played on your Tea and Talk show over the years. A lot of the radio nerds in here were really excited about this because it's a recording. And sorry, I'm just eating scones.
Are you eating scones?
I'm eating the scones and having the tea at the moment. It's a recording from 1907. This one's called I'm Following in Father's Footsteps. Keep in mind, we're about to play a recording that is 108 years old.
Well, in the old days, people followed in father's footsteps. They did the job their father did. And in the upper class circles, perhaps the first boy would go into the army, the next into the clergy. Then the third one didn't quite know what to do, so he bummed around town and fed off his friends and even royalty. And the young women used to take off these people, get dressed as a man and take off these effete creatures, perhaps.
So this singer we're about to hear is a woman taking the piss out of a guy, out of, say, that third sibling that's kind of a bit unsure of himself.
I'm Following in Father's Footsteps, sung by Miss Vesta Tilley, Edison Records.
To follow in your father's footsteps is a motto for each boy, and following in father's footsteps is a thing I much enjoy.
That's amazing, and a modern artist like a Lady Gaga would think that was really cool, that an empowered woman in 1907 would dress up as a guy and make a social commentary on themes of the time.
Well, I wish we were still doing that now.
Yeah,
2015,
we're actually,
why aren't there any female artists doing that now?
That is 90-year-old Hilda Bird. Thanks again, and it's great to have your show. Your show hasn't finished because it's got a home right here on CFM on the Byron and Chrissy show. So welcome to the team.
thank you. But the thing is, you're up early in the morning, aren't you?
Oh, these are not her hours.
She's a rock star. She's out partying until really late.
You're used to the 1 to 3 slot.
101.3 CFM.
The Byron and Christy Show.
Yeah, cool.